today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are a business driven by passion. If you're a tax accountant, probably not as passionate. I mean, I don't ever get up dreading coming in here. I love what I do. And that's one of the magical things about it. So yeah, I'm not going to quit. Not yet. Not till September. As they say, according to Paul and Ringo, I don't know how revisionist this is, that it's a better representation of the way the band was. Do you think it's smart to stretch out the material to 6 hours, or should they have made it a theatrical release?
This is a cash grab. No one cares except for the producers.
I didn't know that Father's Day was embraced by the Latin culture.
And if you rule with an iron fist, every day is Father's Day.
Exactly.
It really is. My dad, to this day, he wants for nothing when he shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like, hay cafecito, which is there a coffee? Which means get up and get coffee. ¿Qué vamos a comer esta noche? What are we going to eat tonight? That means the man's hungry. Let's figure out what's
going
on.
Better have some food.
Skillet.
Exactly.
Let's figure it out now.
He is the king of his castle. And when he shows up.
I think we can all be. You just got to build that nest.
I don't know. I think that I would be building on sand at my house. I'm not sure that I could do that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios times two in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program now in our second decade. Enjoy. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, we thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Mays, Kansas. Mays means corn.
Yes.
Yes, they probably have corn there.
I've been told that.
Yeah, Avon, North Carolina. Avon means makeup. Did you have like an Avon lady that would ever come to your house when you were little?
No, we were a Nu Skin family.
Oh, I see. So the Avon didn't call on you? I didn't realize it was regional.
Yeah. Nu Skin.
The Tappan Zee Bridge and the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel, Turku, Finland, and Bayonne, New Jersey. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. I hate to start with bad news.
Oh, no, bad news.
Yeah, but my phone has been blowing up.
Oh, no.
Everyone wants me to know. And I didn't know he was this young. He's only 64. And after a battle with ailing health, car dealer Billy Fusillo passed away this afternoon.
Oh, no.
This news is huge.
Huge.
And it's weird because Mike discovered him in Florida, although he had his, I think he had dealerships in New York and Florida. And I remember our first road trip to Florida, we sat and watched. He'd have like half-hour infomercials, and we'd just sit and stare at him.
What was the young lady's name he was harassing the whole time?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
She's going to be devastated.
She will be devastated. This news is huge. So a moment of silence for William Fusillo. And now we can move on. So
thank you.
How you been? You. Mike is not here.
Yeah, Mike is on the road again.
I saw a picture this morning on the Facebook of young Michael in the cockpit of the airplane. So obviously, they got up at 2:30 and made it to the airport.
The genius of Mike, and I was thinking about this yesterday. And by the way, you have a doozy of a bonus show.
Oh,
coming up.
Really, like red hot
really
coals.
Taxing on both sides of the aisle. It was nuts. And this is not political. This is just about our listeners.
People are mentioned by name.
Yeah, names.
We name names.
And texts are red.
Texts are red. Fingers are pointed. Sides are chosen. So check it out.
I want to just, listener beware. If you don't like drama, don't listen to this show.
Well, this is dramatic. This is us quality stuff right here.
And it's not, we're not infighting. We're not fighting.
No, it's just dramatic.
It's more of a really intense yet dramatic conversation about what the fan club truly means to this show.
That's right. And there are subsets, and is it a big part of the show, and who should be doing what, and names are named. That's all
I'm
gonna say.
And this is the last thing I'll say. You will not add to the comedy pyramid, Rob. I'm gonna just say this and then we
move
on.
Zip it.
Is there an abuse of power? That's the big question. Okay,
All right.
Shifting gears.
That's right. You know what this is? A topic shift.
Father's Day.
This yes. Sunday is Father's Day, and I have to say, we've always talked about the way Father's Day is diminished. They even call it, you know, Mother's Day, but then it's dads and grads. And I had another graduation party last night, and I am out of small talk.
You're like raging.
Oh, my God. I didn't even...
What's going to happen when all the kids leave? You guys just... What else are you going to... I mean, I've never heard of this, like, graduation party tour.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a big one. It was at Barrett's house. Beautiful party. But again, the same people, because it's all Barrett, the same kids.
I saw the picture. Barrett had... quite the big backyard.
Huge. Barrett's like a, now Barrett's I'm thinking like a, of Billy again.
Barrett's like a baron.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. His name is Barrett, but Robert calls him Bart. Mm. And so for a long time, I said, are they two different people? No, it's just the same guy. But it was a beautiful party. But again, I'm out of small talk, so I'm going to have to recharge my small talk batteries because we have the party at Jimmy's. Have you decided if you're coming or not?
Sunday?
No, it's not this Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Right. Week from Sunday.
TBD. TBD.
Okay, because, you know, this Sunday is...
Father's Day.
It's Meet the Press.
And I also feel that because of all this grad stuff, the dads are going to get really left behind this year. I don't think there's going to be anything done for us.
I think dads get burned because they don't ask for something. My dad would demand a celebration for him. There would be carne asada. You best believe there was two coolers, one with Heineken's, other was with Corona Light. That's how they rolled.
But he would demand it?
Yeah, he said, because the bit was that his birthday's in May, Father's Day's always in June, constants. Right. And if he was in town, my mom would throw a huge barbecue and all the
huge,
fathers.
Huge.
And all the fathers would roll up
all
deep.
The TOs?
With their families and kids. And we'd have a big party. And eventually someone would get in a fight at the end of it. Not at my house. My mom didn't like fighting on our property. Didn't want to take down the overall prices of the homes. But when we went to our uncle's house in White Oak, there was lots of fights.
Now, am I...
Off New Hampshire Avenue for those in the D.C. area.
Am I remembering wrong, or are these the events where they would make you dance?
Oh, no. That was traditionally 1, 2 a.m. when they were hammered at like a Christmas or New Year's.
You see, it's hard to do that, a real rager into the night, because Father's Day is a Sunday. And, you know, you have to work the next day.
A barbecue starts at 2. Everybody shows up at 4.
Day drinking.
Goes probably till 11 because it's a Sunday. It's a work night.
Well, here it is. It's, you know, well into the afternoon of a Friday, and I haven't gotten the meaningless question from the kids or the wife yet is, what would you like for Father's Day?
Is it, you know, and then the other side of me says this. Like, do we really need something? What's the coolest thing you've gotten on, you've received on Father's Day?
I thought about this today. I actually did.
Look, it's like we're inside each other's minds. We didn't even talk about this.
A couple years ago, the kids chipped in and got me a new pair of Birkenstocks, which is a very thoughtful.
What's that, like $120?
Yeah, well, no, like they're like $150, $160. A lot of leather go into my shoe. I think it's my size. I wear a size 46 because it is German sizing. It truly is. So that was a true surprise and a thoughtful gift. But the best gift ever, and I think it has to go back about 10 or 12 years, is Carrie got together with the kids, and, you know, they didn't have money then, but they were in on it. Mm-hmm. They got me a vintage on-air light, you know, like you would have at an old radio station. And it had, a bulb in it. You can plug it in, light it up, and it says on the air. And it was, I'm admittedly a horrible person to buy gifts for, because when I see something, if I want it, I just get it. I'm not a patient man. I'm not a person who hints.
I would not think that of you.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I just want to go get it because I don't want to have to wait. And so by the time it's like a birthday or something like that, if there's a good gift for me, chances are I've already bought it. Carrie found this on her own, and it's one of those situations where it was a total surprise, and it's one that I truly remember, and it was a great Father's Day 12, 13 years ago. And I can't think of anything notable outside of a pair of shoes since then.
My father, I think the party was his gift.
That's good, though. And he probably digs that.
Like a big thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a cultural if you're Latin.
I didn't know that Father's Day was embraced by the Latin culture.
And if you rule with an iron fist, every day is Father's Day.
Exactly. Exactly.
It really is. My dad, to this day, he wants for nothing when he shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like ay cafecito, which is there a coffee, which means get up and get coffee. ¿Qué vamos a comer esta noche? What are we going to eat tonight? That means Let's figure out what the man's hungry. Let's figure out what's
better.
Going
have
on
some food.
Skillet.
Exactly.
Let's figure, yeah. Let's figure it out now.
He is the king of his castle. And when he shows up,
I think we can all be. You just got to build that nest with those rules.
I don't know. I think that I would be building on sand at my house. I'm not sure that I could do that, because really, after all these years, and now that all of my, everyone in my family is old enough to vote now. So there's no greater joy for them than when they see me screw something up.
But doesn't your father, love it. Like, doesn't he run his castle?
He did. Yeah. I mean,
he did.
Well, I mean, now Kathy takes care of most everything.
Before he was infirmed.
Yeah. Well, he's not infirm. I think he's just, what he's done is he's sort of like a figurehead. You know, he doesn't run the motion picture studio, but he's still in the big office.
Oh, so he's a chairman.
Yeah, he's the chairman,
but not
now.
The operating CEO.
But I see, now you see, my kids remain respectful to me, although mm-hmm. they do take joy when I screw things up, or they see me do something stupid, or they mock me if I say, like, if something is lit or woke, they say, Dad, don't do that. But they still do respect me. I do see kids that do not respect their parents running around sometimes. And I just can't believe that. I can't believe that's allowed to happen. I like when you were, let's say you were like 7 or 8 year old Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And
am I Oshkosh?
Yeah. You're running around in your overalls and you like throw water. I've seen this. I won't name names, but I'll say a kid saw him throw like pour water from a bottle in his hand, throw it on his dad and laugh at him.
That's beat down city for old Fantana and the Bolivian household.
You would feel it through the Oshkosh bagosh if you did that. Because
yeah, it'd be a sopapo, and then it would be probably a talking to, and then another.
A stern talking to, yeah. Yeah.
Man, no, I would do that.
I had utter respect for my father, too. He was fun to be around, and we joked and stuff, but when the rubber met the road, he was the boss, you had to respect him.
No joking in my family, unfortunately. Not a sad childhood, but a strict one.
Yeah.
What?
And you're the better for it.
Yeah, my friends would break balls with their dad, and I thought I missed that because I was like, man, like they're like friends, right?
Well, yeah. And now my dad and I are extraordinarily close friends, to a point that my dad saw the water throwing incident and he looked at me. He said, "You see that?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'd kill him."
Well, you can't strike your kids anymore.
No, you can't.
That's the word.
No.
But I think to each their own. I don't think anybody's better off. Everyone thinks the way they were raised, it's better. I just, for Father's Day, and this is why I love, this is a shameless plug to our advertisers.
Right.
Buy something off the site. Like, you're helping the show and you're helping your husband or your dad out.
You get your dad an Emeril air fryer.
Yeah.
He will be out of his mind happy. This is a great gift.
Those earbuds that like mold to your ears.
UE Fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Logitech. They're great, too.
Why not?
Dads love gadgets. But here's the deal, though. Dads, you can't get them a tie, because that's a cliche, and no one's wearing a tie anymore since the pandemic.
That's the pie-damic.
Right. Yeah, the pie-damic. That's in my house. No pies at all. And you can't, you know what? I've got so many grilling tools. That's not a good gift anymore. Mm-hmm. So Mother's Day is so easy. It's a pain in the ass, but it's easy. At my house, what do? I get a bottle of champagne and some orange juice from Mimosas in the morning, make some breakfast, have some flowers in a vase, something to plant outside, and then, you know, the kids do something and we're covered. Oh, and if you get her some, you know, some chocolate, it's great. Mother's Day is like, you know, checking boxes.
My mom's terrible at Mother's Day.
Really?
I remember when I had some dollars early in life.
Right.
And I didn't have a succubus sucking it out of me. It was single, I remember.
Wow. Pony, let's name the show Succubus.
I remember being like, I'm just splurging on my mom, and I got her a Tiffany's necklace. And
you mean from the jeweler Tiffany, not the singer?
No, not the singer.
I think we're alone now.
My mom saw it.
Saw the blue box?
Pretended to like it. And then later on in the evening said to me, "This is very beautiful. You shouldn't have done all of this, but my skin gets irritated with. I guess it wasn't gold.
Well, it
wasn't platinum. I don't know what it was.
And I know I can walk you through the process, because anyone who's ever gone to Tiffany and said, "Holy S,"
I'm not buying anything that was a precious metal. It's stainless steel.
At least, no. What you got was sterling silver.
That's what I got.
Yeah, stainless steel. And I applaud you for getting the necklace, because that's the second cheapest thing in the store. You didn't get
it. It was a big one. It wasn't the little one with like the dog tag.
You didn't get her. Like, I'm glad you didn't get her the charm bracelet.
No, it was something of age.
Okay.
Age appropriate.
Good. Yeah, I got Carrie the charm bracelet. It was the cheapest thing in the store.
Yeah.
Save the box and the bag so we can use them again.
I remember my brother and sister supposed to go on. They never gave me any money. It was
But
she said to my face, go ahead and return it. I don't want anything.
Really?
Well, not because she was being sweet. It's because I struck out and she didn't want to deal with the drama again of being like, hey, you can't afford what I need or what I want.
I would think, knowing your mom as we know, just, you know, in a cursory way. I mean, we just know her as we know her on the show. I would have thought she said, return it and we'll split it.
No.
She didn't want the cash?
Didn't want. My mom loves cash. I don't know what the hell she's doing with it, but she loves cash.
She's buying printers.
Oh, God. But I think in anyone's home, there is someone that's easier. I don't think it's always dad's getting burned. I don't think it's always mom's getting like just it's easy and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it? And for me, I like both holidays because they drive up sales through our
absolutely. It's good
through our website mm-hmm. because there's flowers and then there's gadgets for the guys.
Sure.
I don't.
Everything available at Walmart. Everything's
I don't know
available.
If fatherhood is everything everyone it says it is.
Well, I don't think it's for you.
No, I want to be a father.
Well, sure.
I just don't know if I'm going to be present all the time.
Well, your dad, you take from his playbook.
It seems to be working out for him. I don't think Shan's going to be okay with 6 months in country and 6 months out of country.
Which would be your out of country that you go to? Would it be Bolivia or would you choose a different country?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's in the country?
Same country.
Yeah. Say, honey, we're going to focus on domestic travel while the child is young.
I will look at homes in Scottsdale, which, by the way, are not as cheap as they used to be. Should have moved 4 years ago.
Well, the market's crazy right
Everybody's
now.
From Southern California to the East Coast has moved there.
Right.
And that's great. We got a blue state, almost purple. We got to fight for it still. And I look at these houses that were, I kid you not, maybe in like the low fives.
Okay.
At one point, now are easily $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have bought
them. And I'm not moving to Apache Junction for $1 million. Don't care if I see Camelback Mountain. Won't happen.
Apache Junction?
Because don't you remember, there are neighborhoods you grew up in that you know, even like in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
What was trashy Northern Virginia?
You know what? I don't want to trash anybody and say Pimmett Hills.
No. What? Excuse me?
Pimmett Hills.
Where's that?
Pimmett Hills is on Route 7 between Tyson's and Falls Church.
Okay. Easily $1 million homes there.
Oh God, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you remember it being garbage.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And so then even if you won the lottery, you wouldn't move there.
Here's another one.
On principle alone.
Here's another one. Yes. Sterling Park.
What's that?
Sterling Park is a subset of Sterling, Virginia. And what they had were lots of identical homes. Pony, you can back me up on this. Lots of identical homes that are on about one third of an acre. But because the location is so good now, this is just on the edge of Loudoun County. Mm-hmm. It's not quite to Loudoun County. So what these people have done is they've taken these tiny lots and built the houses straight up.
Yeah.
So they're like tall, thin houses because of the location. And that's what it is. It's location, location, location.
I agree.
Yeah. Where I live now, the land of the circular table and the granite countertops, when we moved there in 1989, they said, what are you going to do out there? What are you going to do? Why are you moving out there? And it turned out it was a pretty good place to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not Apache Junction, but
when you sell that house and you, you're able to cash in,
realize what we've done. Yes.
And you guys split up and you move into your dad's condo, have some cash on you and you live close to the city. I can't wait. I don't want you to split up, but if it happens, at least we'll have another friend closer to the city.
Right. We can go to the piano bar.
No, and you shouldn't even move. Move to Union Market.
Now, what is Union Market?
Right in Northeast.
Oh, okay.
I think it's north, almost Southeast. Well, it's out there.
It's Union in one Market. Of the District of Columbia quadrants.
Correct. But Union Market was there last weekend near the Shaw neighborhood and something called Old City.
I know where Shaw is. Yeah.
Everybody for years, and this is very DC-centric. Just
right.
Bear with us.
But I'm sure every city has a neighborhood like Shaw.
The most beautiful row of homes out of the blue are there now. They cost their price that you think Georgetown's expensive. Go out there.
Yeah.
And I'm saying
Shaw wasn't like that 20 years ago.
I'm going to be an O-Town guy forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Olney.
Yeah,
O-town. I need a yard. I need a driveway. I need somewhere to park a car. Like, and I thought I was over it. Now, if I get my wife, speaking of who runs the house, right. She doesn't want to move out of the city.
She likes the city.
She loves, she's a city kitty.
Mm. But she didn't grow up in a city, though, right?
No, and I think that's why.
She just landed there. She loves it.
When you grow up in Southern Maryland and all you have is land and time, maybe the city's something that you just can't get away from.
I don't know.
You're like, I mean, I want that.
I've never been, I was never in the city, and I can do without. I can do without the city.
I love the city.
I mean, I think I've got it
but
about.
But I also love land.
I have it about perfect because where I live, there's miles and miles of land if I need it. I don't have to tend it because I have a postage stamp yard in my townhouse. But then I still get to drive into the city every day. I have a parking spot, put my car there. I can see the Washington Monument. I can see the Kennedy Center. I can go over the Key Bridge and I'm safe and I'm out. So yeah, I don't mind coming into the city, but I don't think I'd want to live here. You want to get out sometimes.
No, but look, again, I don't want you to be divorced, but when you get divorced.
Right. We're just playing the odds, Oscar.
You need to meet women.
Yes.
And women are closer to the city.
Hmm.
That are you know, divorcees, want to meet guys.
Like, I mean, just coming out of a bad relationship?
Coming out of their third marriage.
Yes. And they're younger?
They might be into guys that, you know, look like celebrities from This Is Us.
Well, or other celebrities, too.
Or other
sure.
celebrities.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
could work as well.
Sure.
That you want to come closer to the action. Look, even Matt Bloom, Ponyboy. I know.
He just very leisurely turned his microphone on.
I know this guy in the last year when we forced him to come back to work.
Right.
And forced him to be a human being.
Right.
He is better off. And we had some bumps in the road.
We did.
But he's rolling in here, commandeering an office, like set up shop already.
Oh, I saw actually screen caps of when he was running board on Wednesday of this week.
Yeah.
He looked like a happening guy.
Like, yeah, if we could just get a little color on his face, I think he'd be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, are you more comfortable in the city now than you ever have been in your whole life?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it, but I'm more comfortable in the city.
Well, you know what? He's expanded his ways because now he's going to two different places in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't get him to get to one place, let alone zigzag from two.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's exposure.
Oh, and he also, he had a bad city moment today.
What happened?
As a matter of fact,
I didn't even know that happened.
Yes, it's time for Pony in the city.
You know,
what could possibly go wrong? You're only in here for maybe a few hours.
I love to watch Pony enter because he has 9 times out of 10 over his arm, holding like a woman would hold a handbag, a CVS plastic bag. So he comes in and the bag is swinging and he usually buys the same stuff, granola bars. But today he also bought Listerine.
Mm.
So I was making conversation. Yeah. I said, hey, you know what? They have free Listerine over at 19th and M. So I'm not sure why you're spending city prices.
Does that impress you? How do you even see that when you go in the restroom?
Oh, I just saw it. I mean, it's well, because when you go into a restroom in here, you're taking your life into your hands. I went into a restroom at 19th and M that was actually built after the Reagan administration. I said, hey, pretty good. So anyway, I was just making conversation with Pony. He says, well, I'll tell you one thing they don't have at 19th and M. And I said, what? He says, criminally large, unidentifiable bugs. I said,
what happened?
He took a picture.
I think somebody might be messing with my camera. If anybody's on the other side, please.
You are.
This is crazy.
Is it a ghost?
I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay, very good.
It's that
please
bug.
Continue, Pat.
Okay, I will. So, yeah, so Pony produces a picture of a bug that I've never seen before.
It was horrifying.
You were in the drugstore, right?
Yeah, I was going into the CVS.
Lay a little groundwork for people that are just listening, because Oscar knows about the drugstore.
Yeah, so our CVS, right across the street from the studio at Wisconsin Avenue that
right.
we'll be...
It's actually across from Hall Place.
Oh.
Yes, because our door faces Hall Place, you know.
It does.
The intersection of Hall and Wisconsin.
Not Hall and Oats.
No, and not Hauling Oats either, which is a good job at an oatmeal factory. So he was, Pony was across Hall Place at CVS.
Yeah, the street around the corner off of Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest DC.
Right, where he was going to go to a place, and just to give you an idea of the sort of mood set at our drugstore, they lock up the soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. You actually have to get a person to unlock the soap. So I just say, F it. I'll just like buy soap elsewhere.
That's why Pony doesn't. That's why Pony doesn't bathe anymore.
That's right.
But anyway,
that's right.
So Pony, he said that he saw. Well, first you said you screamed when you saw it.
I yelled out loud. I said, "What the F is that?"
Right, out loud. He said the F word in the drugstore, and people heard it and looked.
Yeah, because there was a bug on the wall that was like it belonged in like the Amazon rainforest.
It did look like something from a William Castle movie. It was the Tingler.
Sent you a picture of this thing.
Yeah, here you go.
This thing does not belong here. It has no place here. It is half the size of a cinder block.
Yeah, look at it compared to the cinder block. I put it at about 4 inches in length, and it's got curved horns.
It's horrifying. I've
never seen this. You should put this on the web. I've never seen this in my life.
Yeah, what is it? Any idea? Have you been doing any research?
It's called a Dobson fly. And they will kill us all.
Dobson fly.
Yeah. It will be
I wanted to make fun of them, just so you know, for reference, this thing is massive.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I would put it
in,
I would say about 4 inches with 3 inches of it is wings, and it does have horns. It has horns on it.
Yeah, like huge pinchers. I looked at it and I said, that is death. That is death come for me.
So
it is a horrifying.
Did someone come and stomp it for you? What happened?
No, I took a picture and then ran away.
Amazingly, the Dobson fly went to a self-checkout and bought some Crest White strips and it was out. No, but this is why that is not a great drugstore.
Yeah.
Because they're allowing bugs like this to fly around.
It's horrifying.
But you see, if this was Pony of 2 years ago, and he was in the city and saw a Dobson fly, he'd curl up in a ball on the ground and just stay there.
Yeah, I'd have gone home.
Yeah.
Right away.
He would have gone home.
Said, F this, I quit.
So he's better. Pony's getting better about the city, and I think that's good. Our boy is growing up.
Yeah, and we're apparently importing these huge bugs. I've never seen a bug like that in my life.
No, I think it broke out of the zoo. Or something down the street.
You know what? Now, here's something is that when I worked in grocery, in big grocery, it was not uncommon for dead tarantulas to show up in banana boxes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And sometimes, occasionally, a living one.
Anyone that's ever visited Central or South America,
yes,
they're going to know that's where you see the size of insect that comes out of the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nature's miracle grow.
Yeah, it is.
Because when they land, it is as large as the bug that ponies, but even larger. And
it's like
thicker.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, but what would it have come in on? Because they don't sell bananas there, do they?
I have no idea where the hell this thing came from, what it was doing there.
I bet it came in on an Uber.
It could have.
I like it's that you're a man of action, though. You took a picture.
And got out.
Which I still took a picture.
It's a true journalist in you, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss
and
it.
And then you scurry.
You are the Scott Pelley.
I started running away, and I was like, and I went back and took a picture with my phone like way outstretched and zoomed in as much as I could.
Yeah, dragon.
It has wings. It will come get you.
And this is coming from a man that has a marsupial as a pet.
Yeah.
Well, the marsupials don't have wings, and they don't have those huge pincers and scary...
Okay.
Scary appendages.
I know we decided to name the show Succubus, but now I might be inclined to name it Pincers.
Pincers.
I think it's Pinchers. Yeah.
I think pincer is when you have like a, I don't know.
Like a Doberman pincer?
Looks like the pincer maneuver. The German war tactic.
That's a panzer.
No, that means tank. Pincer is the surrounding tactic that they would use.
Oh, okay. What about a Doberman pincer? Is that
Doberman
a pincer or a pincher?
Pincher.
Pincher. Okay.
It's a dog.
It is a dog. All right.
With wings.
And we've come full circle. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah, congratulations.
We may get to the quiz later, but we haven't any time now because we must go. Oh, you know what, Oscar? I know you like to hear it, so I'll play it one more time.
Father's Day.
You love the jingles. So we'll take a break. We come back. We have Oscar's take. Somebody say it, anything?
Oscar, say.
Thank you. You see, that's your job.
I can't say it because I'm Oscar.
Because you're Oscar. Put your pincers away and get ready to react to fabulous news stories. We'll be back after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pipes, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right, all right, all right.
Puns. Puns are funny. You know, I like when we get a new client, but I like it even better when an old friend comes back. So I say, welcome back to my bookie.
Yes.
Love my bookie. Your favorite athletes are always striving to put themselves in a winning position, and it's about time you do it too with my bookie. At mybookie.ag, you are set for victory with a host of great odds and prop bets to fill all your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere, all summer long. Right now, you can bet NBA and NHL playoffs, daily Major League Baseball games, and all the best in combat sports. So if you've been waiting for the right time, that time is now. And to quote Mike O'Mara, right now. Right now. So make your winning move today. Sign up and use the promo code TMOS and receive an up to $1,000 bonus along with your first deposit at mybookie.ag. Note that website. It's .ag. Easy way to get it is through our website. Just click that button. Again, that's promo code TMOS to claim your bonus. Experience sports in a whole new light and have a chance at some serious cash along the way. As I said, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Big fun all summer long. Just remember the TMOS code and you can thank me later. MyBookie.ag. Ka-ching. Make things more
do
fun.
It.
Oh, and now it is time, as we do every Friday, to turn our ears to our favorite Bolivian bloviator with Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A weekly recap of the news brought to you the way only Oscar knows how to do it. And remember, the opinions offered are not necessarily those of ours or any right-thinking Americans. That's kind of what Mike says. And now we bring you Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
All right, we were talking Father's Day already.
Yes.
And they do this every year. Let's
talking see. Talking TMOS.
Talking TMOS, the show after the show?
The show after the show.
This they do every year, the top Father's Day gifts. I want your opinion. Do you agree if these are good gifts for dad or not? Okay?
Okay.
Tied at number one, doing something special with the family like a hike or going to the pool or a card.
Garbage.
Really? Why?
Because dads want to be left alone. They don't deal with that. More work with the family. I don't want that.
Work with the family. Number three, clothes. Number four, something homemade. Number five, tools. Number six, electronics. Number seven, something related to his hobbies. And number nine, one in nine dads want everyone to just leave them alone.
Gadgets.
Gadgets?
Electronics.
Gadgets and electronics?
Or solitude.
Solitude is good.
Those are one and two. One and two. Gadgets first, because you got to pretend like you care. And if you got something you like that you've been eyeing anyways, that's special.
Right.
But solitude is like, Dad, we just want to give you the day off. Here's a gift card for you to go buy gadgets. That would be
Nice. And Oscar, 3% of dads want flowers.
That's a little different.
You're listening to Oscar's Take. So the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian has now twice failed the baby bar exam.
Oh, I've been watching.
Okay, so what's your take on it? Yeah, tell me about it.
The second time she took the baby bar, she had COVID, or one of the two times. So I feel like
fine. It makes me think of John Voight in the what was the movie Lake Placid? Baby bear, hey baby bar.
I appreciate what she's done for the social justice reform. Mm-hmm. As far as that goes, but not social justice, but more for the incarcerated that shouldn't be incarcerated.
Okay.
I don't, and I, for some reason, I cannot get past the alliance with the Trump administration.
And that was early on, right?
It seems suspect.
Right.
And then it's also seems suspect that, you know, shocker, right before the election, her ex-husband decided to run for office. Which it just didn't, a presidential office, which all didn't make sense. I watch the show. It's garbage. My wife watches it. Fine. But I don't know what her goal is in the long run, because if you want to be an attorney, like, you got to put in the work.
And also, this is one thing that troubles me, is that last night, apparently, they had a Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special. I didn't realize it was over.
Scott Disick.
Yeah. Well, the deal is, how can I miss you if you don't go away? Because they haven't been away very long to have a reunion special. But she has said that even when she becomes a lawyer, she won't stop posting sexy pictures. So there's that.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think people get hung up on what you can or cannot do. Her entire kingdom was built on look at me.
Yeah.
So you're not going to change that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But you got to be, I mean, you have to, and this is what I love about America, is you still got to do the work. Somebody at the California Bar Association, they could have been like, this is going to be embarrassing if she gets it one more time. You can't get past this.
Well, do you think, didn't she do the picture where she was pouring champagne over her head onto a glass that was balanced on her butt? Wasn't that her?
But there's also sex tape out there. It's a brave new world.
I don't know. I think that would be a useful photo in getting someone out of a DUI.
Do what you want when you want to. But if you're going to scream from the mountaintops, don't be shocked when people are like, you can't even pass the baby bar.
Baby bar. Come on, baby bar. Baby bar. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
So here's a question. Do you call them fireflies or lightning bugs?
Lightning bugs.
It's a pretty fair split. America, 44% of us say fireflies, 43% say lightning bugs, and 1 in 20 people use a different term like glowfly or moon bugs.
Some of the best memories of my childhood were running around with a plastic bag.
Yes.
My mom never had jars.
Jars!
We had the little Ziploc bags that didn't, you know, close on their own. We had to tie them. And we get those bugs, and we have the little bags, and we walk in, and my dad would say, no bugs in the house. And then we'd have to go outside and then pretend like they would stay in the backyard with us all lit up. And then the sad thing is when you wake up the next morning because they're still in the bag, they're dead.
Yeah. I figured out my cousin Wes had a sort of a mean streak in him, and he figured out if you stepped on them and dragged them with your shoe, they'd leave a glowing streak for a moment. Not okay.
Did he grow up to be some sort of titan of industry?
I don't think he did. I'd have to check on
that. I'm just curious.
No, not a titan of industry, but also not a guy that works with animals or bugs. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
I can't wait to hear what he does for a living because Rob will tell me after the show.
College football, Oscar.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
D1?
No, 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 no. I'm changing titan. Didn't you hear the thing? We've changed. We did the thing.
Moving on.
Okay, so, you know, the big college games is the Orange Bowl, of course, the Rose Bowl. Did you know that there is now the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl?
How is that even possible?
Jimmy Kimmel somehow has arranged to sponsor a football game for the college when they do the bowl games this New Year's. And on December 18th of this year, SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles will host college football's Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, and it's a real thing. So, yeah.
That is cool. I wonder what it takes to get, like, you're not going to get any of, you're not going to get the big dogs, right? The bowl championship.
But what it is, they've got it, is that it's the number one team from the Mountain West Conference against the number five team from the Pac-12. So it'll be a team you've heard of.
Yeah, but it's not the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
No, 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 no. And by the way, wasn't that the first one to really sell out when it was the Fiesta Bowl and then it was sponsored by Tostitos?
The naming rights. I want to know how that deal was struck. I'm curious. Even if you throw down that type of money, it's got to be something with SoFi. It's creative. And to Jimmy Kimmel's credit, he's always doing
something
before everyone else is doing it.
You're right. Yeah. And that's what's so cool about him. And he doesn't, you know what? And somehow he comes out of it smelling like a rose, because I feel that if Fallon did this, I'd have a bad taste in my mouth. But with him, it's somehow cool because of the way he's handling it.
He's actually a sports fan.
Yeah, he is. Jimmy Fallon, not a sports fan.
Well, I mean, he's a baseball fan, but, you know.
Well, if it's convenient.
True.
That's right. Now, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
It's called Oscar's Take.
So Martin Sheen came out and said he couldn't be prouder of his son, Charlie. But here's the shocking thing. Mm-hmm. This is the quote that shocked me, and I want your take on it. Martin Sheen said, Charlie is working on an autobiography, and he's very excited about that. He's very involved with his family, his children, and his grandchildren. Now, how would you feel, Oscar, if your grandfather was Charlie Sheen?
Oh, God. I would be twofold.
Okay.
If he was involved in my life, it would be cool.
Okay.
Because you don't know what it feels like to be ashamed until you get a little older.
True, true.
And if I'm Martin Sheen, which, by the way, I've been watching a lot of The West Wing lately because I never really watched it the first time.
Excellent writing.
I can't get over the SD, but the writing is phenomenal.
Yes.
The standard definition, you got a square box, doesn't age well.
You're right.
But
I could loan you a tube television if it would help.
If I'm Martin Sheen.
Martin.
I'm just happy he's not all over the news talking about Tiger Blood and starting a streaming series.
I suppose you're right. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool now to do, but it was just wild then.
It was crazy. It was nuts when he was.
You remember this guy was so wealthy.
Winning.
From what is that? Two and a half men or what?
Yeah. Two and a half men
that he,
and then he did a show called Anger Management that was in syndication that made a lot of money.
He was so wealthy.
Yeah.
That and so, you know, wrapped up in addiction, they would find like $150,000 luxury vehicles at the bottom of a ravine.
Yep.
On one or two, maybe three different occasions, because he gets so mad, he just throw a car like you would a toy, a child would, off a cliff.
Winning.
Wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, anyway, so I'm glad that as he, remember though, I don't know that a good grandfatherly act is what he did with his children when he was bringing, was it Denise Richards?
Yes.
Yeah, he came in front of his kids, took down the portrait from their wedding that was over the fireplace, broke it in half, and spray painted the word mistake on it in front of his kids. Yeah, so if grandpa does that, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Do that in private.
You are listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Today is Paul McCartney's 79th birthday. Happy birthday, Paul, but that's not why I'm bringing this up. They were working on a movie pre-pandemic that was to go to theaters, but they've changed the project.
Mm.
And I want your opinion, Oscar, because you're a showbiz guy. Is this a wise move? It was going to be a documentary in the theaters, but now they've split it into a three-part, six-hour miniseries that will be released on Disney Plus this Thanksgiving. And it's very cool what they've done. They got all the footage from the movie they did called Let It Be. It was actually released after the Beatles broke up. And so the movie, Let It Be, is really sad to watch because you're watching the band break up. But they found in this footage, there's a lot of like happy, creative, good moments with the Beatles, and they're reconstructing it as a happier sort of, you know, telling of the story of the end of the Beatles. It's directed by Peter Jackson, and he's using some of the same technology that he did in the movie. What was the one about? Oh, They Shall Never Grow Old. Yeah. So he's like restored the footage. So one of the, even Let It Be looks dark and dismal. Even the footage is dark and dismal. So he's made it brighter and happier. And it's a better, as they say, according to Paul and Ringo, I don't know how revisionist this is, that it's a better representation of the way the band was. Do you think it's smart to stretch out the material to 6 hours, or should they have made it a theatrical release?
This is a cash grab. Like, no one cares except for the producers, because they know guys like you are going to lap it up anything, whether if it was 6 hours or 3 hours, they can get more content that's less work in the long run. They can break it up in chapters. It's fine.
Yeah.
I told a guy the other day that I was really getting along with, and it turned right away when I said this.
Oh, no. What'd you say?
It was a client of ours. Uh-huh. Not a client of mine, just someone we're collaborating with.
Okay.
And and we're in an old city, and they had apparently made the old DC Armory into some sort of hippie REI store, like a concept one.
It was not the Armory. It was the Coliseum, the DC Coliseum. Yeah.
Into the Armory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, into an REI store.
It turned into an REI. And yeah. I mean, it has had a storied history. At one point, they used it to store, literally to store trash.
It's beautiful now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm drinking like $12 beers.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is not appropriate. I wonder how much the houses around here cost.
Right.
But he said, you know, the Beatles played here. And I said, I actually do. Because my friend Rob Spiewak
is an idiot.
No, he said he went out there. It was some sort of tribute concert. I know he did something with it.
It was 50 years to the minute of the concert. They had a tribute band play there. It was
and
neat.
You went out there, right?
Yeah, it froze my ass off.
I said there were some issues with somebody. He goes, it was cold, but like, so he's, and I was like, I got to be honest. He goes, so we're vibing.
Right.
And I realized this guy thinks I'm a Beatles fan. Because I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you, and that's not a big leap. Your friends and talking about friends. Maybe you guys are like, why didn't you go? Maybe you should go. And I said, whoa, I don't mean to ruin this vibe we're having right now.
Right.
But I am not a Beatles fan.
And I've tried.
Have you heard of the Grey album with like the mashup of Jay-Z and the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like I was an alien.
Yeah.
And the tone of the evening.
Total shift.
I could feel that. I thought, I was like, oh, maybe this guy's going to be, you know, cool with somewhat younger man saying, hey, I grew up with Julio Iglesias. Talk to me about him. And so did my parents. So they didn't really talk about the Beatles.
Right.
And it just went ice. It's like a date gone wrong.
Yeah, it is a polarizing issue, those Beatles. People really like them.
I'm annoyed by them.
Right.
I said, I'm just not a Beatles guy. I never got it.
Yeah, you played the wrong card. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's.
Sorry.
And finally, while we're talking rock and roll, they found a new species of frog, and they named it after Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
You like this? Yeah.
Yeah.
They live in the Ecuadorian Andes. It is about 1.5 inches in size with a coppery red eye and multicolored skin. And it's from Ecuador. And the actual Latin name is the Pristimantis Led Zeppelin, and you can find it in northeastern Peru. Do you think it's okay to be naming wildlife after rock bands?
I think that this is probably the best thing that could have happened to the species. They're relevant.
Yeah, it made them relevant, right?
Yeah, I like that. Probably some sort of trademark infringement. I'm sure someone's going to get sued. It
Robert
just happens.
Plant will sue, yeah, you think?
Somebody will sue, or they'll get a nastygram out of the blue.
And the weird thing, I'm glad that you like the weird thing. I don't know they should have chosen Led Zeppelin because the way the frog sounds, they might have wanted to choose a different band.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss.
So I don't know why they chose Led Zeppelin.
Baby, my heart's on fire.
Long way to go.
Do you know that the idea of suing somebody in Ecuador over the species?
Yes.
It just nauseates me.
But it's going to happen.
But someone will go out of their way and they will bill a client.
Yeah, exactly. And Jimmy Page will show up at the Ecuadorian airport in a coat and tie. I want me money.
Crazy.
I want me money. Well, that's how you play Oscar's Take.
Thank you.
Oscar's Take.
When we come back, Oscar will continue as we talk about the current state of employment.
No, I can't.
In this United States, and it ain't great, folks. Don't be jerks. This is why the world hates us, Oscar. It's the truth. And Pony, watch out for bugs. We're back after this. Rob's Beware. We're dog-sitting my favorite dog, Luna, the 165-pound bull mastiff. Apparently, Luna had a nervous stomach, and there is a massive pile in our living room. You know, it's not bad getting it off the wood. Getting it off the carpet, that's like getting pudding out of grass.
Oh, my.
Oh, no!
And I really do have to say, your buddy Rob Speedway is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever
had. Had his way.
Yes.
He would wear, for anybody that's familiar with Yeehaw, he would wear a Junior Samples outfit, which would be overalls and a t-shirt.
Don't miss Rob Spiewak and the Digital Dumpster only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Living the wild life of Spiewak. Living La Vida Spiewak. Oscar, are you hungry?
Oh, I'm starving.
If you had only 3 minutes, you know what you could have?
What's that?
A Freshly.
Oh, I'd love a Freshly right now.
Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be
some
complicated,
meatballs.
But with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep them in your fridge, stocked.
Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, now you're talking. And skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Just visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astound you. Freshly can work for any dietary need, preferences, taste, and family size. And now, our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen. I love that they're not frozen. They just live in your fridge.
Pro tip, if you're really hungry, there's another one waiting in the fridge for you.
3 minutes away, buddy, 180 seconds. They are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes, and Oscar loves Freshly. I'm going to go with your hot tip this week, your pick-to-click, your life hack. Kung Pao chicken.
Oh,
sounds
so
amazing.
Good.
Sounds
so
amazing.
Good.
Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more and scream the name Oscar Santana. It won't give you a discount, but it makes you look like you know what you're doing. Oscar, you have an article.
Yes.
Talk to me, baby.
I've been talking to enough people that the employment situation around the country, the landscape has changed. And the people that I'm talking to are asking if we're seeing the same trends in our industry.
Right.
And our industry is completely different than most because for broadcasting, you could do it from anywhere in the world.
And also, I think it needs to be said that if you go back to, I guess, like St. Patrick's Day of 2020, mm-hmm. when things really hit, we never missed a show. We had stuff in place that we were able to continue to do what we did. Podcast Village had to make some adjustments, but even that was able to continue throughout the pandemic. Yeah, moving. So we did okay.
And the articles from the Washington Post, I don't have to get into it, but
democracy dies in darkness.
No, the workplace culture dies in remote working.
Oh, okay.
That people are now in droves because they do not want to go back to the office. Now that the vaccine is really starting to take shape and that the September deadline for a lot of employers saying, hey, we're all going to be back in the office or we can do some sort of flex week, but you know, it depends on what you're going to do. After 15 months, they are so used to working from home that they do not want to come in, so much so that the article cites one young lady or, you know, established professional that went in for a quick meeting. They said, hey, we'll see you in September. Back to the grind. Can't wait to get it going again. And she quit. And then they cite another gentleman who is established and ready. They quit because they all want to work from home. And I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But I don't believe it's 100% healthy in the long run. And I know it depends on your job and what you need to do. And by the way, from a business standpoint, why the F wouldn't you want everybody to work from home if they're effective?
Right.
Because yeah, you can tear down your lease situation. You can go down to, you know, a section of a floor instead of a floor. There's so much upside in operating costs that fantastic.
Parking alone.
But it depends. Not everybody is built to be unsupervised.
You're right. You're right. And also there are certain businesses where collaboration is a big part of it. Creative stuff. You need, that's one thing, you know, I hold down this part of Podcast Village right now and I spend most of the day by myself.
Solitude.
And it's great for certain things.
Well, you see clients, but you know, yeah. You're not seeing like us all the time.
But like if I want to bounce an idea off someone, it's different if you through text or call or FaceTime someone
everybody's here.
As opposed to just yell, hey, what do you think of this?
Yeah. No, I'm fed by seeing, like, my soul is fed by interaction. I know I sound like a complete a-hole.
No, it's true, though. It's true.
I like seeing people, and I think collectively, maybe this is why we've worked so well together, like, building the solution pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And say, okay, break. Let's go get it.
Right.
And is that old-fashioned now? Maybe. Like, you are, if I maybe I'd be so bold.
Please, be bold.
From home. Yeah, you're effective, but you need to be in a workplace environment to really. And I think it's because people get distracted at home. You got a lot going on.
Sure, and also, I mean, as far as here, I am largely a placeholder a lot of the day, and that's okay because we need to have both studios happening.
Yeah,
and that's
but you're also working, like you're doing other work, but the same work you would have done at home.
I can't wait to get over to 19th and M, where there's people around.
There's people.
I mean, one of the...
Now, don't get into your chatty Cathy. I don't want you distracting people.
No, and I don't want them distracting me.
I'll let them know.
Yes. But I think Rob Ford. You know what it is?
I think he's more...
He's a blabbermouth.
This may be more of a Spiewak situation.
I don't know.
But Bloom, same camp. And I'm not saying that I'm great from home because I didn't go home at all.
Right.
I actually hate my home. So I wouldn't be great from home.
That's true. Of all of us, you have the worst home.
Yeah, so I escape to work.
You do?
I escape to work.
It's like going to Club Med for you.
Do you feel like this will change once everybody gets back to work? This whole like, oh my God, I can live my life now, YOLO situation happening, not just to the, you know, under 30 crowd, but everybody that wanted to do something in their 50s and all of a sudden they want to change their careers.
I've got a question. It seems like in the case studies you mentioned that most of the businesses are shooting to have everyone back in September, so they're still giving them much of the summer. Is that the deal?
Correct.
Okay. So people can gear up for it.
Yeah, but they'd rather quit and take the summer off and then hit that dusty road once again.
I think that sounds awfully good.
You have to be independently wealthy to do something
like that. Yeah, you know what? That sounds great from a cursory glance, but it's stupid. You need to have a job.
Yeah.
And you know what? The reason they call it the boss is because he can tell you what to do.
And look, there are certain circumstances, and I imagine in our listening audience, you have this. Like, you, if you work in a SCIF or you're dealing with, like, here we have certain files that we just don't want leaving the premises, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Like Matt's file. Matt's permanent.
Matt's file.
Pony's permanent
file. It's a physical,
file.
Like, it's called, manila envelope.
Yeah, it's called the important filing cabinet, and he puts all his files in there.
That's right.
It's huge.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Nail files.
It's infrastructure-wise. So, what do you... small things like, I don't want to send you a cartoon-sized video out of our huge fiber pipe.
Oh, my God, I know.
You got to come up and get grab the hard drive, and then yep. You got to drive back home. Like, by that time, just come in and do the work.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm not saying that's happening right now, but those were the pain points when we were in the depths of the pandemic.
You had to figure
hard
it out.
Hard drive, pushing back and forth, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if living at home... being at home is going to help or hurt a business that was primarily built on everyone being together. If you were built on like a team that's just like away from everybody else, and that's how you were set up all day.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I vote for it because I want less people on the roads.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
The commute here. Has been a joy.
But think about, and maybe I'm looking at this through the wrong lens, and there are super effective people from, that can work from home. They're great.
Mike.
Katie Powers.
Mike O'Mara.
Great. Dan Von Herman. Great.
Right.
Like super.
The president.
They're fantastic.
The president works from his home.
It's Pope.
It's called the White House. That's right. The Pope is in the Vatican. That's right.
It's interesting to me. And maybe because I don't know another way, and I'm open to it, but if you're a software company, they get 3 days. Apple's saying you got to come back now, but you got to come in for at least 3 days.
I think that people have been spoiled and they're going to try and flex for a second and say, no, I'm staying home. I'm staying home. F you, I'm staying home. You can't.
Imagine in radio. So we say we're still on the air.
Okay. We are.
And, well,
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Was so dismissive.
I know we're on the air.
Hi, Steve.
But you know what I mean. In D.C.
Right, okay.
Steve's a different type of manager.
He is.
In D.C.
Steve would like to stay home.
I'm guessing they would come to you and say, hey, like, ratings are crazy down. We're going to have to renegotiate your deal.
Right.
Because people aren't driving in.
Yeah. Yeah, the drive time.
Right?
Yeah. It's
wild.
Changed. Yeah, it is. It's totally changed. People that are going to threaten to stay home, I think, about September 20th, are going to say, hey, I think I might come in again. You know, can you have me? Because
I think we're missing a lot because you live in the burbs and you're just there.
Right.
I think people have been set up at home and it's a better quality of life. And they would rather choose that than a stable income and take the leap.
So what is the company that bends and says, okay, you can stay home. What do they stand to lose?
I think that's probably the solution. I think that's the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading the article. I was like, oh man, if this, I guess in my eyes is fine, have your flex schedule.
Right.
But, and this is something I'll have to get over, but I like seeing people.
I do too. But I think we're in a special subset. Well, we don't like seeing you either, Pony. But I think
What do you think? I do.
I think because of the creative nature of what we do, it puts us in a certain specific subset.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, I don't want everybody to be here till 2 o'clock, but if you can't get someone to come from
and
9 to 6.
And he meant AM, Pony, not PM when you leave. That's right.
but there is a wild
It's kayak
factor.
Time.
But
get
I also,
away from you people time.
Financially, if you don't have to carry a lease and you're running a business, more power to you.
That's huge.
I'm jealous.
Aren't rates down, real estate rates like crazy low in the city right now? Because
because they've that's passed.
Okay, but there was a time when
there
they
was
had dropped.
There was a time, but they're smarter than us to know, like, hey, we're going to give you the 6 months and then it's going to be jacked up to regular rates.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see people out on the street again. It just was a little scary to me from a business standpoint to say, wow, like I never thought you had to talk to people and say, okay, we're all coming back, especially in September. I could see getting through the summer.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, now, summer is light anyway, you know? I mean, even if there's no pandemic, city tends to die down a lot in the summer anyhow because no one wants to come in here. It's a superheated human
too
swamp.
Hot.
Yeah, horrible.
Too hot.
Too hot in the hot tub.
But it's all new to me. And quitting your job is there's we have two positions that we've posted for. And
one is seated.
Yeah.
One is standing.
And we'll have a total of five coming up, which is going to be great. Podville's growing. We in the past 7 days, we've had over 200 applicants.
Wow, really?
And that's, I don't know where these people are. I'm humbled and flattered.
Right.
And I'll be looking through them this weekend with old Charlie Burney. But where are these people coming from?
It goes to show, though, you know what? It might not be so much the fact that they want the quality of life at home. They want a job that they have a passion for.
Yeah.
Because you know what we do? We are a business driven by passion. If you're a tax accountant, probably not as passionate. Sure. I would guess. I would just guess. I mean, I don't ever get up dreading coming in here. I love what I do. And that's one of the magical things about it. So, yeah, I'm not going to quit. Not yet. Not till September. And then you'll have a sixth position to fill, Oscar. All right, we're going to come back and talk. As Mike would say, we're going to come back and we're going to do something.
Do something.
We're going to do something after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is not here. He is traveling out west, they'd say. And it's Rob and it's Oscar and it's Matthew Bloom, who loves the city and bugs. And we'll be back right after this.
Hello, outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton. And I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
I wish you love. I used to tell my kids Wayne Newton lived under their bed.
What? Oh, that's right. Because they were scared of him.
I don't know if they respected him. Mm. All right, but here's a topic change. Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Now, listen, I know it's a Christmas thing, but it's never too early to think about fruitcake. And I'll tell you this. We love doing our fruitcakes here, and we love getting them to you. And we wouldn't be able to get the fruitcakes to you if it hadn't been for one thing, and that is Stamps.com. And if you're still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage, well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, ship fruitcakes, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's so easy. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Just like us. They've been with us forever.
Forever.
You know what? I remember inking the deal with Stamps.com at Mike's dining room table at his house. That's how long they've been with us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, Oscar. Never go to the post office again. Now, we are less than a week away. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
We must mention this.
Osprey.
Yeah, and it turns out, I thought the name was in pig Latin.
What do you mean?
Osprey. It's not. It's actually, it's a bird. I thought it was...
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I was like,
And you know what? Apple Pay is not Pig Latin either.
No.
I thought it was Papple. Anyway, Thursday, June 24th.
Sorry, right over my head.
That's right. Catch it on the third bounce. A week from yesterday, less than a week away, June 24th is Thursday. Save the date and come on out to Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. Come on out and hang with Mike O'Mara and his family at the Osprey Restaurant and Bar. Get the details at OspreySpokane.com. That's a bingo.
I got a note from Dirk Vastrick.
And
last night,
he's sort of the point man, right?
He says get there early, and I kid you not, I had a big. It was probably midnight, and I'm here, you know, slaying the dragon.
Well, it's nine for him because
called
you know,
him. Had a great conversation. I said,
can you reenact the conversation?
I said, Dirk, it's Oscar. What do you want?
And he said,
hello, Oscar.
And he said, you're up late. And I said, yeah, Dirk, I'm at the office. What do you need? Pleasantries aside,
yeah,
get there early. Get there before 4, 3:30, he's saying. 3:30, get there at 3:30.
Well, that's not even that early, because it's from 4 to 6 p.m. local time. I would say 3.
I was like, dude, 30 minutes. People get there early anyways. If you want a seat,
yeah,
you can't reserve seats, so get out there.
Come on, do it. And, you know, get a chance to hang with Mike. Carl will be there. Little Michael will be there. It's going to be down by the river.
I hope the buttons arrive to Dirk. I get his address today.
Buttons. And I just hope that the flight went well, because 6 days is sometimes not enough for a bad mood to decay.
He is the worst traveler.
You're not.
He does not. And this is not just isolated to this trip.
No.
Like he's in this bad a mood until the live show's over.
Well, I'll tell you this one thing that he.
But I love him.
That he always mentions, and we all do. But the one thing he mentions, he says that he and I were good travel buddies because I could keep him distracted and happy.
Do you remember a different experience? You probably do.
In what way?
Like you were keeping him happy.
That was my primary job.
Yes.
Especially back in the days of the Don and Mike show. Because there was another travel partner that we had at that time.
Was he a grumpy goose too?
Who didn't know what to do.
Got it.
And so he would be annoyed by that. And so Mike and I, we would drink and I would entertain him. I would really be the jester and keep him happy on the plane. And so that was really one of my primary jobs at the time. So I'm sorry I can't be here for that. And I don't see Carla taking that mantle.
Oh, no.
Being She's the jester for it. Mike.
She's not having it at all.
But then, now that Mike is in Florida, we don't get a chance to travel together. Now the travel trio is you, me, and Pony.
I like traveling with you guys.
Oh, you're a great travel partner.
We don't want anything from either of us. We just don't need anything. We don't want anything. We don't ask for anything. We legit just let we know each other so well that we're like, Pony's going to do something weird.
Well, I like traveling with Pony because he takes up as much space as a pool noodle.
Yes.
I mean, if you sit next to Pony, it's like having an empty seat next to you. It's fantastic.
Very true.
So, and you're good. Oscar,
I'll buy drinks.
Oscar will buy drinks. And here's just something that people should know. Oscar's more fun to travel with to the destination.
Oh, not back.
Than from. And there are some pictures on Facebook that illustrate this point.
Yeah. It's a sad. When I was hit by a car, literally T-boned.
I remember that Las Vegas. Yeah.
By the way, never bounced back from that.
No.
I
got a text from Ron. He says, got hit by a car in the hospital. Don't tell Mike. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll freak out.
Yeah,
I don't want him to have a heart attack.
Right.
I remember flying home. And I actually had won some of the money back I thought I had lost.
Right.
But we had
Was it enough to cover your copay?
I went home with money, not the copay, went home with money, enough to pay the copay after I got home when they sent me the bill. The upside wasn't hungover.
Yes.
Just fine. But every other trip back from Las Vegas was full of regret.
I do remember after you were hit by the car when you were deplaning. It looked like that nursery rhyme, there was a crooked man who owned a crooked house.
Yeah.
You're just sidling through.
If you remember, I went out there, I was probably, at $1.80, $1.79.
Yeah.
Now I'm $2.10.
Yeah.
I stopped moving because the car hit me and this happened.
He put on 12 pounds in the ambulance, Pony. It was so horrible. Sad. Well, brutal. I think, you know what? I think you look great.
Well, you see me on a wide lens, that's why.
Well, yeah, we go. Take the Paula Abdul filter off him. Anyway, so go see Mike at Osprey. That's Thursday the 24th. Get there early. Dirk said so, okay?
3:30.
3:30. We're going to come back. We're going to do the double D. We're going to dumpster it up after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
We could neuter Steve Bridges as well, just to be safe.
Why not?
Yeah, sure. If you're like me, and I pray to God you're not, you'd rather be caught dead than seen running around your neighborhood in your nasty old sweatpants. But you still don't want to wear stiff, uncomfortable slacks, Oscar. No, thank you. So what do you do? What do you do?
What do you do?
You wear Public Rec.
Yes.
Public Rec to the rescue. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam. I'm sorry. They make leisure wear in your waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. The best thing they have. These are great. The best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. And they make Oscar look sexy.
Listen, I'm really a 36, but I buy 34, they stretch.
Yeah, they got some give?
Oh, they've got give, baby.
Give, baby, give! Plus, Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus t-shirts, Henleys, polos, and, wait for it, pony, the most comfortable shorts ever! Summertime is Public Rec time, so who knew you could look so sharp in sweats? Well, I'll tell you what, Public Rec did, and I love them. So, as the world opens back up, make sure you've got clothes that are as flexible as your life is. Public Rec rarely does discounts, but right now, they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, R-E-C, publicrec.com/TMOS for 10% off, and we thank you. Remember, they stretch. Now, let's open up the dumpster and see who's in there. It's going to be a surprise for everybody today. It is...
My name is Charlie.
Oh, it's Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie, yes.
My name is Charlie.
Is that Magnum P.I.?
No, that's actually from Charlie's Angels, and it's John Forsythe. And I was going through this. I enjoyed this lesson. I've saved everyone who's been in the digital dumpster since we've started. And so now, as a tribute, let's see all the people who have been in, and we start with our original resident, Frances McDormand.
Oh! Hi-oh!
Darling, you look marvelous.
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money.
Oh. Hi, everybody. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
Hello, dummy. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Hello.
I'm George Harrison.
Greetings. Kermit the Frog here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny talking.
My name's Friday. I'm a cop.
Hello. I'm Johnny Cash.
Good evening. I'm Orson Welles.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
My name is Charlie.
It is so crowded in there. Anyway, those are all the people, all the dead people.
When are they going to pick up the dumpster?
I think it's every other Tuesday, isn't it? You have to put it out there. Anyway, let's do the digital dumpster. Father's Day, as we know, coming up, and The Wrap did a montage of the worst TV and movie dads ever. Not the good ones, but the worst ones. Here, let's hear them.
You need people drinking anything so long as it's not 6 kids that you didn't want in the first place. So screw them all.
Darth Vader, lousy dad.
Don't make me destroy you.
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever had.
You little son, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
I liked Al Bundy as a father. I thought he was a good dad. But also, did you watch Shameless on Showtime? I loved that show.
Frank
Gallagher, not a great dad. Not a great dad.
Every time you think Frank has every scheme that you've ever heard
of. Oh, he loves plots. He loves plots.
And then
plots.
The entire story arc of the neighborhood transitioning.
Oh, yeah, when they gentrified.
Oh, that was great.
And then he married married Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great show. Good show. All right, I like this. We had some music earlier in the show, but this is always fun. I'm sorry Mike's not here for this. The Total Guitar Magazine picked the greatest guitar riffs of all time. Let's start with 6 through 10. See if you can name these, Oscar, okay?
Sandman.
That's right, Metallica.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
It's wonderful.
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
It's Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
I Run Man, as Oscar would say.
I Run.
This I didn't get. I didn't know this one.
The Beautiful People.
No, it's Walk by Pantera.
I'm ready for it.
Anything?
ZZ Top?
Yes, LaGrange. Good call.
Nice. Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. Jimi Hendrix. And the Purple Haze.
Yeah. Purple Haze.
So those are the riffs 10 through 6. Let's do the top 5 now. See how you do.
Led Zeppelin.
That's right. Whole Lot of Love. Very good.
Wonderful.
Here's another one. And the representative for Jimmy Cerino coming up. Hey!
I can't wait to see Jimmy next Sunday, hopefully.
Crazy Train. Ozzy Osbourne.
I like it. I love it. I like it.
That's a great song. Overplayed, though.
AC/DC.
Yes, Back in Black. I wonder if this has ever been played in a stadium. I don't know. I don't know! Mike's favorite song. One of them. Anything?
Is this the Moody Blues?
No, it's Deep Purple. Smoke on the Water. And Hard to Argue with Eddie.
Ben Hill.
Ain't Talking About Love, Van Halen. Those are your top 10 guitar riffs.
Am I a Rube that I still love right now from Van Halen?
No, it was a great record and a great video.
What a great commercial.
Oh, well, for the Clear Pepsi?
Yes.
Come on. I think that's probably my first or second favorite Van Hagar song. That's a good one. I like that one.
Fantastic.
It had that great piano at the front. All right, so a guy in Nebraska wants to break a world record, and he's doing it for charity. Did you know that there's some sort of like unwritten tradition that your 100th skydive, if you're a parachute guy, you do it naked?
I did know that.
Oh, you did know that? Yes. How come you knew this?
We were in Phoenix. I think we were thinking of jumping just because they had an advertiser that was willing to do that and let us go for free. And then it got weird in the client meeting where he's like, and one of our jumpers is having their 100th anniversary, like our 100th jump.
100th jump, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be naked if you don't mind. And then the whole we didn't mind, but the whole tone of the conversation
changed. Yeah, I know. Pull the ripcord. Anyway, so this guy's record is he's going to do 60 naked jumps in 24 hours to break the world record and raise money for charity. Here's this guy from Nebraska, which is XR Ben spelled backwards.
I'm as naked as can be right now. I'm ready to jump for charity, see how much money we can raise to really help the men's lives out there that need it today. I know this is wild and crazy. It's what I love to do. I'll see you from the sky in a minute.
I love people that do stuff for charity, but when I heard the tone of his voice, I think he's doing it because he likes to be naked. You know,
did he say men's lives?
Men's lives, yes.
Yeah, pissed me off.
You have to be super confident. And he's probably in great shape, honestly, because you don't see a lot of roly-polies jumping out planes.
Yeah, but just be careful where you put the straps. There's a lot of that. Meanwhile, down south, they'd say, this was a TikTok video that I found intriguing. They were in one of those. It just looked like the set for the Shoot 'em Elizabeth Alligator show,
shoot.
Right? Shoot 'em. You know, sort of a still river. And there was a branch hanging over the river with a big gray hornet's nest. Now, obviously, a hornet's nest is going to wreck your evening out on the river. So this good old boy is going to put the hornet's nest in a trash bag. That's fine. Mm. But what I love is the narration here.
Let's catch a hornet nest in a garbage bag.
That's so.
I already love this guy.
First, he sets the scene.
Man of action.
I love the opening sentence.
Let's catch a hornet nest in a garbage bag. This is about the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Here we go.
Oh my God.
He's really going to do it. He's really going to do it.
Got it.
Ever do that in an inflatable kayak, Boney?
No, never. I did have a friend who dressed up in like one of those huge like Carhartt outfits to try and take care of a hornet's nest that he discovered when he was on a four-wheeler.
Really?
Yeah, it bit him on the hand and he flipped the four-wheeler over because it made his hand tense up and he hit the throttle.
Natural selection.
Yes.
You attract good people, Pony.
I do.
So here's another thing from TikTok. What if you had an ex-girlfriend? You wouldn't think she'd go out of her way to get revenge on you, would you?
It depends on the ex, I learned. Depends on the ex.
This is a clever yet subtle way to get revenge on an ex-boyfriend, should you be a lady with an axe to grind.
Ever since my ex and I broke up in 2016, I've had a very interesting tactic for revenge. My revenge comes in the form of email newsletters. So if I'm in the airport and I need an email address to give to the airport so I can use their Wi-Fi, I give them his. If I want to read an article and they need an email, I'll send them his. Do I want to be updated about events and happenings in the company? Yes. Topics of interest? All of them. And he doesn't know why.
Topics of interest? All of them.
That's subtle, yet genius.
It is really genius. Because you know what? You know that those are being sold. And he told two friends, and he told two friends, and he told two friends. That's nasty.
I had an ex-girlfriend that, you know, that in-between time where you're like kind of dating but broken up situation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then you start dating someone else and you have to stop talking to the other person.
Yes.
That would throw lip gloss or makeup in my car so it would be found later on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she told me as much like a year later. She's like, you know what? Every time I would come pick up something, I'd throw something in your car because like it would be like an exchange.
Right.
So imagine going up and saying like, oh, thank you for, you know, my sweatpants or whatever it was.
Right.
When you're in your 20s. She'd like throw like a hair tie or something right in my backseat. I wouldn't even notice it.
Wow. That reminds me of the old joke about the two guys in the locker room. And one of them is putting on a pair of women's underwear. And his friend says, since when do you wear those? He says, since my wife found them in the glove compartment. So that's your digital dumpster.
Take my email either.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Jesus.
Okay? That's it, folks.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Oscar. And happy Father's Day to your dad and to all the dads out there. To my pop, I love you, guy. Thank you so much for being a great dad. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. We're going to go back to a standard mailbag this week, and People Suck will return the following time. Right. So if you have any letters for us, make sure you get them to us, birthdays, all that stuff. Our mailing address remains TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmaraShow.com. It's like a digital playground. Thank you for listening, and join us again on Monday for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara in absentia and Oscar Santana right there, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.